Good morning and welcome. It's 10 minutes after 5 as we start the Thursday edition of your favorite morning show. I'm going to put my reputation as a science show geek on the line here. I have never watched a single episode of Doctor Who.
I haven't either. I never got into it.
And it is gaining, it's always been kind of an underground popular show. A buddy of mine used to be just nuts about Doctor Who.
Sure.
And I watched a couple episodes of it, I would try, and the production quality was so bad, and the acting was so bad.
It's a science fiction show from Britain that deals with time travel.
Yeah, and it sucked. And I thought, I don't want this. But now that I'm older, I am intrigued by the surge of popularity of Doctor Who.
My daughter, 15 years old, loves Doctor Who.
Okay.
They've got a new lead actor taking over the Doctor Who role this year.
Always. The Doctor changes.
From one season to the next.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much. There's been a string of Doctors, much like, and you can't say, well, that doesn't work. Well, look at the Bonds. There's been, six Bonds.
The Doctor time travels in something that's called a TARDIS.
Your mic is really weird there.
Yeah, you're doing odd things this morning.
Yeah, because we don't really fix things around here. it's called the TARDIS that allows him to travel from one area to another. I think the show is so stupid that I've taken to calling it the Retardis, which, of course, my daughter doesn't like very much.
I have not heard that. All right, I want to experiment with it, though. I want to go back and find as many old episodes.
Oh, you're never going to be able to catch up. It's been on. On since the 70s.
I don't have to catch up. I mean, you can jump into a pool in the middle. You don't have to wade in.
I can't.
The kids in.
I can't watch a TV show and start from the middle. I gotta watch from the beginning, or I don't watch.
Anything with Breaking Bad? Did you watch that at all?
I didn't. I didn't get into it early, and so I've never watched it, so I'm going to have to go back and start at the beginning.
But it's out on DVD, so
you
can do that.
It is. That's true.
I'm thinking of doing the same thing. There is another show that I'm intrigued about because of the, and again, it's another BBC production. I'm intrigued. Downton Abbey.
Right.
And what I found is when I first, I always thought it was Downtown Abbey.
It's not Downtown Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Yes.
And I'm intrigued by this,
too. It's back.
Too.
The first episode of the new season was this past Sunday night.
Now, do you watch that?
I don't.
All right, so what's the popular... Look, I have been a big fan of Top Gear, the BBC version of Top Gear. I think it's hilarious. It's a very funny show. It's very well produced, and it gives me a lot of information about the cars I want, but will never own.
Yeah, but see, Downton Abbey is a fictional series. It's not, it's going to be, much different.
So what's the rise of the Brits? What do we do? Are we getting another British invasion from television?
Well, there's a lot of good TV that comes over from Britain. And now that we get BBC America over here, we get, and a lot of the stuff they bring over and play on PBS, there's a lot of good
PBS.
Stuff.
Maybe they're focusing more on television dramas. I mean, Britain used to have a small but thriving movie industry, and that's gone now. Britain produces very few full-length motion pictures. Most of the stuff that they see is stuff that's produced in Hollywood, and they either have a special European director's cut, something that gets shown over there. They just may be focusing on something that they can do better. It's less expensive to produce a series than it is to produce a full-blown motion picture with special effects and whatever.
I think I want to get into it. I think I do. I think I want to check out Doctor Who. Do you remember, it was years ago when soap operas were filmed on TV, that there would be a room scene and you would have the couch and the table and maybe a hutch or something, and the background was all black, that there wouldn't be walls, there wouldn't be any of that.
No, I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. And I remember watching some kind of weird show. It was a soap opera or something with my sister. And I'm just sitting there watching, because my sisters believe that the television was the perfect babysitter.
Uh-huh. Well, it was.
Yeah, and it still is. That's why we have a lot of kids that are just
nothing but
mush.
Oh, come on. Now, we survived.
Yeah, we went outside.
I'm a member of the first TV generation of the 60s that watched a ton of TV.
Yeah, and look at you.
Oh, come on.
Look at you. It's probably one of your reasons why you are the way you are.
You know.
That and you were dropped on your head or something.
Right.
The doctor bobbled you. Wipe it up. That'll be fine.
TV gave us useful messages. I mean, we know not to order anything from the Acme mail order category. Of while
we know not to go on a 3-hour cruise on the SS Minnow.
You would think we would know not to jump off the third floor of a building with a bed sheet as a parachute, but we talked about that the other day. Kids are still doing this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to put my finger in the light socket. I bet you I can see my skeleton. Yeah, you go right ahead and do that.
Yeah, the coyote does it on the cartoons.
Yeah, and he only singes his fur.
I can poke my brother in the eye. Curly, you know, Moe does it on the Three Stooges.
How bad can it be to hit somebody in the head with a sledgehammer?
Right.
Come on.
Right. See, we survived.
Yeah, you know
all
what?
Of that.
You know what I think it is? I think the really stupid people didn't survive, and that's why we were a better nation.
Take it out of the gene pool.
We were a stronger, better nation because the idiots tried stupid stuff like, "Dude, what's it?" Oh,
and now they make shows and movies about it.
And now Jackass doing
stuff like that.
Now we've got warning labels on everything saying, "Oh, don't do that! Don't do that! You'll get hurt." WSAU, we coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The Great War is over, but sweeping change is on the horizon at Downtown Abbey.
Downton.
Downtown.
Downton.
Downtown.
Down.
Downtown.
Downton.
Downtown.
Downton.
Downtown.
Downton.
Downtown.
Downtown.
Can't I do a promo for Duck Dynasty?
No, and you're fired. Downton Abbey on PBS.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.